The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
America, welcome. This is not Leslie Marshall. This is Mark Levine. I am filling in for Leslie Marshall. She and Marky Mark Romaldi on the boards have very, very graciously invited me to fill a little time with you while she attends a very badly needed vacation. But some of you know who I am. I've been on this show quite a few times before as a guest. It is truly a joy to be here as a host. My name is Mark Levine. I am a former attorney for Congress. For the Democrats in Congress, I should say, on the House Judiciary Committee and the House Homeland Security Committee. And just a few years ago, actually it's 5 years now, I left the rarefied world of Congress to come here on the radio to give the inside scoop. I have my own show in Washington, and I try to give the inside scoop about what's going on. Well, what's going on in the news today, obviously, unless you're living under a rock, is the vice presidential choice of John McCain, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. And I set out to learn the inside scoop about her. And oh boy, there is so much to know about Sarah Palin. I'm talking about some really wacky things. You've probably heard about Troopergate, but we'll give you all the details, where she fired the person who wouldn't fire her ex-brother-in-law. You've probably heard about her 16-year-old unmarried daughter, now 17, and we'll talk about what it has to do with Sarah Palin's positions on things like abortion, which she opposes, even in cases of rape, and abstinence-only education. What does it mean for her daughter? But did you know that she had her own baby controversy? No, I'm not talking about the fact that her son has Down syndrome. I'm talking about the fact that she went on a plane for 4,000 miles while in labor. I will give you all the details, I promise. And if you think the personal stuff is unfair, and you know what? If you do, bring it on. Let's talk about it. Obama clearly thinks it's unfair. I'm going to talk about it anyway, but okay. He thinks it's unfair. Let's talk about some of the strange politics of our vice president-to-be if McCain wins the election. I'm not talking about the easy stuff, the fact that she supports creationism teaching in schools, or that she doesn't think global warming is man-made, or that she really just wants to go out and hunt polar bears, even though they're an endangered species. No, I'm talking about the obscure stuff. Like, did you know that Sarah Palin is a secessionist? That she, and particularly her husband, Todd Palin, were once members of a party that supported Alaska secession from the United States? Is she the Jefferson Davis of our day? We'll talk about her ties to the Alaskan Independence Party. And what does that mean? Does John McCain support losing one of our states? There's also her ties to Pat Buchanan. Now, these are things the McCain folks are hotly denying, which is why later on in the broadcast, I'm going to play for you an audio from none other than Pat Buchanan himself, that former Republican presidential candidate, former independent presidential candidate, a guy with some really wacky ideas, particularly about things like Nazis. We'll go into them. But someone who really isn't known to lie. So she's got problems there, too. She even has problems on the issue of reform. I mean, John McCain supposedly brought her on the ticket because she's such a reformer. But apparently, she lied about the bridge to nowhere. She was for it before she was against it. Boy, you know, that quote that put John Kerry to shame really hit Sarah Palin. She even is very good, or was very good, I should say, as the mayor of her town of 5,000 to 6,000 and bringing in the earmarks. Yes, all those things that John McCain is against. Heck, she even raised taxes. The funny thing is that John McCain doesn't seem to have vetted her very much when the story of her daughter broke. Well, His aides, her aides, were running aground saying they knew nothing. The same is true with the Buchanan story or the Alaskan secessionist story. The list goes on and on and on. And why does this matter? Am I just picking on her? Hey, if you think I am, let me know. I'll hear from you. Let's talk about it. All you have to do is give a call. The toll-free number is 888-6-LESLIE, 888-6-L-E-S-L-I-E. If you like the numbers rather than the letters, it's 888-653-7543. If you think I'm being too hard on Sarah Palin, then let me know. Tell me that, you know, the governor of Alaska, who's been there for about 18 months, serving a state with a population, oh, about a quarter the size of Brooklyn, New York, you know, tell me that she's ready to be president. I want to hear someone who really says that after she's been mayor of a town of 5,000 to 6,000. And let's talk about her views, because most of her views are unknown. These obscure ones are the ones I'm discovering, but her views on foreign policy, who knows? All we know is the Christian evangelicals are happy. He picked one of their own. He made clear that this was going to be a nation founded on theocracy. It's an amazing choice. So what do you think of the choice of Sarah Palin? Have you heard of some of these stories? Do you know the details? We've got 3 hours tonight, and I promise to give you the inside scoop on all of these tales. That's right, Trooper Gate, both baby gates, Buchanan Gate, Alaskan Secession Gate, not to mention things like Earmark Gate, Bridge to Nowhere Gate. I'm losing gates. I don't know how many gates that we have. And if you want to call in, let me know how you feel. Again, the number is 888-6-LESLIE, 888-6-L-E-S-L-I-E, 888-653-7543. As I said, my name is Mark Levine, just so you know. No, I'm not Leslie, but I'm very, very honored to be on her show. Let's start with Trooper Gate, probably because that was the one thing that I'm convinced that John McCain did know about prior to Sarah Palin being chosen. The whole thing about Trooper Gate is that it involves a pretty messy custody dispute between Palin's sister and her ex-husband, Mike Wooten, who is an Alaskan state trooper. Now, Mike Wooten is known to have done a number of weird things, none of which I defend, including tasering his son. Now, according to Mike Wooten, his 11, 12, 13-year-old boy, it's not clear exactly how old the boy was when this happened, really wanted to be tasered and asked to have it happen and said, you know, Daddy, I want to see what it's like. It's really cool. So he had the boy kneel down and deliver the smallest shock he could just so his boy would see how it felt. In any case, obviously, this is a custody dispute. I don't know who's telling the truth. I don't know whether it's Sarah Palin's sister or her ex-husband. But the interesting thing is not who wins the custody case. The interesting thing is the role of the governor, Sarah Palin, and her husband, Todd Palin, in trying to get the public safety commissioner, Walter Monaghan, to fire her ex-brother-in-law. And I don't want you to lose track of the players here. So you got the brother-in-law, that's Wooten. He's the one they want gone. Then you have Todd, who's Sarah Palin's husband, and Sarah, and all of their cronies trying very hard to get this public safety officer, who's Wooten's boss, to get rid of him. Public safety officer Monaghan refuses to do so, so she fires Monaghan. And she says that it has nothing to do with Wooten, nothing to do at all. I don't know if we got the clip ready there. Mark, can you play that clip? If not,
yes, we're pulling that up right now.
All right, we'll pull it up right now. This is the clip of an interview with Governor Palin where she explains that what she had to do had nothing to do with her brother-in-law, nothing to do whatsoever.
Governor Palin, people want to know why you did fire your police commissioner or public safety commissioner Monaghan. And is it because he stopped you from getting rid of your brother-in-law or what? Well, people want to know if this is an ethical lapse on your part.
I'm glad that you're asking, because I never tried to fire a former brother-in-law who's been divorced from my sister for quite some time. No, it was the commissioner that we were seeking more results, more action to fill vacant trooper positions to deal with bootlegging and alcohol abuse problems in our rural villages, especially. Just needing some new direction, a lot of new energy in that position. That is why the replacement took place there of the commissioner of public safety. It had nothing to do with an estranged former brother-in-law, a divorce that had happened.
No, it had nothing to do with my ex-brother-in-law. No, she denied, in fact, completely that she'd ever put any pressure, denied that any family members had put pressure, denied that anyone in her administration had ever put pressure on Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan to fire her ex-brother-in-law. Well, until she fired him, and, well, Monaghan said that she did put pressure personally, and then he turned over a phone call that he taped with one of her cronies, telling him that, well, it's Todd and Sarah are very, very concerned about this. Walt Monaghan claims he has emails, and now the legislature is investigating. Interestingly, the legislature agrees. It's a bipartisan agreement. The Republicans are the majority, but Republicans and Democrats have joined together to find out exactly what Sarah Palin did and when she did it. And one of them, Hollister French, has even suggested the possibility of impeachment. Not to be outdone, the governor decided to have her own investigation first. She would find out what they knew before they found out herself. So she hired her own attorney general to do her own investigation. It's going to get ugly, folks, but you know what? She's going to testify under oath in the next 2 months. The investigation will be concluded in October, just in time for the election. Do you really think John McCain knew what he was doing? When we come back, we'll explore the vetting process of John McCain. And frankly, what's he doing about women? Does he really think women are stupid enough to compare Sarah Palin to Hillary Clinton? What do you think? Toll free, 888-653-7543, 888-6-LESLIE. This is Mark Levine filling in. I'll be right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, when the truth matters. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payment? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code TODAY to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Get him
on! Party life sure can give you red eyes. Too much chlorine, too much sun.
Hi, Ben.
Too much eye strain. When I get my groove thing on, I get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Maximum redness relief without a prescription. If you're a party animal like me, get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Want Clear Eyes? Get Clear Eyes. Wow. Use as directed.
AM 1520.
Julie was diagnosed when she was 5 years old.
Special needs.
We couldn't get her to even stand up. We knew that she needed to get down to a hospital immediately, and we went right into the emergency room at Children's Hospital.
Special facilities.
I remember the doctor standing outside her door for a good 5 hours, making sure that she wasn't going to take a turn for the worse.
Specialized care.
Within 5 days, she was attending school again in dance class.
That's Women and Children's Hospital.
Children's has certainly been instrumental in keeping her a healthy, active child.
Patty Meyer and her daughter Julie are one of several thousand patient families who will be cared for in the new Outpatient Diagnostic and Treatment Center at Women and Children's Hospital. Comfortable, convenient, family-friendly.
We are looking forward to this building. This building and the people in it are going to be serving a large portion of the Buffalo community.
Special needs, special facilities, specialized care. That's Women and Children's Hospital. Kaleida Health, for your very best health. Learn more at WCHOB.org.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Sponsored by Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals.
The Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors is pleased to present Welcome Home, a weekly show spotlighting the local real estate scene and a forum for your questions on the housing market. Whether you're buying, selling, or considering a career in real estate, Welcome Home is a show you'll want to hear every week. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11:30 for Welcome Home, brought to you by BNAR, a trade organization with more than 3,000 licensed real estate professionals. Welcome Home, Saturday mornings at 11:30, only on KB 1520. A new voice, a new choice, AM 1520.
The Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine having the honor and privilege of sitting in for the great Leslie Marshall, who is taking a well-needed vacation. I suspect that really what's going on is Leslie doesn't want to have to listen to the Republican National Convention, so she wants me. So she wants me to have to sit in, and you know what? I'm going to do it because it's my patriotic responsibility. It will be painful. It will be really painful tonight to listen to Joe Lieberman. Oh, my God, that's going to be painful. But someone has to do it, and the only thing worse than him will, of course, be George W. Bush. But you won't miss it. You will get to is the wrong word. You will have to. Well, that's not so good. You will, if you tune in, listen to Lieberman and Bush. But I promise you, I will give you your share of snarky comments, so you won't have to only listen to them. You can also listen to me. Plus, there's so much to talk about this vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. What was John McCain thinking to choose the only governor in America facing impeachment charges? And that's just on Troopergate. I haven't even gotten yet to Babygate 1, Babygate 2, Secession Gate, Buchanan Gate. But as for Troopergate, she's already hired a lawyer. She's ready to go. She's ready to fight this thing. And this apparently is the one thing that we know that John McCain knew about already. And let's be clear what we're talking about here. All right. Clearly, a governor shouldn't fire a public safety officer because they won't fire her brother-in-law. I mean, maybe the brother-in-law deserved to be fired. I don't know. But this isn't the kind of thing the governor should put influence on. But even if it's okay, even if you think, well, she's got a nasty brother-in-law, it's okay to use her influence to get him fired. Well, you can't lie about it. And she's consistently lied, said she had no influence, when apparently Walt Monaghan's got some emails, he's got some tapes. It's going to be an interesting 2 months. I think Sarah Palin may wish that she was never chosen. Jim in Angola, New York, what are your thoughts on McCain's vice presidential choice?
Hi, I have a different spin on the whole thing.
Okay.
And I don't think that it's an accident. I don't think that it's necessarily a poor choice on McCain's part. But looking back over the past 8 years, George Bush was recruited to be president. They were looking for a guy who would do whatever they told him to do and sink his teeth into it and not let go.
That's true.
And now, after 8 years, I think it'd be naive to think that the organization that's propped Bush up is willing to just hand over the keys and leave. And I think that in choosing this woman, they've chosen another George Bush, somebody who will walk in lockstep with the party, but also somebody who has some public speaking experience. And
Jim,
that's it. That's all they need.
No, you make a really interesting point. You know,
I think the gamble is that McCain's melanoma, which does not go away, is going to shorten his presidency, and they will have their replacement, George Bush, right in place.
And lo and behold, it'll be like a bad made-for-TV movie. I mean, you know, where the old guy dies and this woman just from nowhere becomes president of the United States. Look, it's interesting to me that you say this because there's a lot of inside scoop, a lot of behind, that's what I do, a lot of behind the background stuff that supports what you say. One of the strongest things that are coming out now, because now that people are finding out all these assorted things about Sarah Palin and her life, there's a lot of grumbling, mostly among Republicans, like, ooh, we didn't know all these things about her. And what we're finding out with the grumbling is we get leaks. And McCain advisors are now leaking, mostly anonymously, that McCain was going to choose Joe Lieberman, that that was his first choice, that he thought, you know, reaching over to a guy who used to be a Democrat. We'll talk about Lieberman later on in these hours.
That's entirely believable.
But here's the clincher, though, Jim. Here's the thing. Karl Rove is known to have called up John McCain, called up Joe Lieberman, excuse me, not John McCain, called up Joe Lieberman and asked Lieberman to back out. Lieberman has confirmed that Rove tried to get him kicked out. And what really happened is what Joe Lieberman, as terrible as he is on foreign policy, and we'll go there, happens to be pretty much with the Democrats on most domestic issues, including he's pro-choice. And the evangelicals were ready to raise a fit. And so at the very last moment, McCain said, oops, I can't choose a pro-choice person. I'm going to have to go with someone that I've never vetted. And the fascinating thing about Sarah Palin is how much we're learning, how little the McCain camp knew about her when they chose her.
Well, I think it's a little more involved than that, that McCain has a reputation of being a loose cannon and making his own decisions. And I think this was purely a monetary decision on McCain's part, where the party presented McCain, look, you want access to our funds? You will appoint this person.
You know, I also think it has to do with McCain's personality. McCain is known as a gambler. It's very interesting. A lot of people don't know about the gambling habits of Barack Obama and John McCain. Barack Obama is known as a very careful, considered poker player, someone who weighs everything he's going to do before he makes a decision. John McCain goes to the craps table and throws thousands of dollars on a roll of the dice. This is a guy who likes the thrill of surprise, and he tried to get that thrill of surprise with Sarah Palin, but I'm afraid he just crapped out. Thanks for your call, Jim. I appreciate it. I got to go to a break, but I hope you'll call in again. And we've got a lot going on. We've got all this talk about Sarah Palin. I'm going to give you all the details of all the gates and, yes, the stuff you need to hear from the Republican National Convention. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. You're going to get all of that right here. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this.
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2Bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com for details.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD. creating massive wealth in today's economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-281-9195 for your free book and CD. That's 800-281-9195. 800-281-9195.
When your power goes out, it's hard, especially if it's during a stormy night and you're left in pitch black. That's why it's important to get ready before the next storm and power failure. This is Bob from C. Crane. Like you, I've been through my share of power failures, and I know how frustrating it is to find dead batteries in your equipment. At C. Crane, we put together a special calamity kit that includes three high-quality, no-battery-needed, wind-up pieces of equipment. The first is a durable LED lantern, great for general lighting and safely moving about a room. A wind-up LED flashlight for finding the ladle and checking on the soup. And an AM-FM weather radio for NOAA updates and local news. The high-quality calamity kit is what you need to make dinner in the dark and keep informed of the news.
To learn more about preparing for disasters, or to order your calamity kit for just $119.95, visit ccradio.com. Or give C. Crane a call at 800-522-8863. C. Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
You're one person, but you can move a nation. Help the Alzheimer's Association put an end to Alzheimer's and related dementias by participating in Memory Walk. Walk as an individual or start a team. Walk to raise money in support of local programs and services. Come out Saturday, September 27th in Erie, Niagara, Chautauqua, Orleans, and Genesee counties to support the over 55,000 Western New Yorkers living with Alzheimer's. For information, call 1-800-272-3900 or visit alzwny.org. Sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, Mighty Taco, Time Warner Cable, After 50, and KB Radio 1520.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast? Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W! Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine with the honor and privilege of filling in for the great Leslie Marshall. She couldn't stand the Republican National Convention. She had to get away, and I don't blame her. That's going to be later on tonight. President Bush is speaking via satellite. I guess that the Republicans think that if he speaks via satellite, that means McCain is separated from George Bush. I don't know they're going to buy it. And did you notice that they put Dick Cheney back in his cage? He was going to speak, but now he's at an undisclosed location. Maybe Americans won't think that he's actually the vice president. You know, it seems to me that the Republicans are really good at trying to fool the American people. Hey, sometimes they succeed. And I think that when John McCain made his choice of Sarah Palin, Governor Palin of Alaska, as vice presidential nominee, he really thought he had a good thing going. I mean, he saw the, let's face it, the battles, the close battles between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. He saw that there were some women, white women, who were very upset with the choice of Barack Obama. And I think not so much because of Barack Obama, but because they wanted their very, very good candidate, Hillary Clinton, very strong, powerful leader, someone who's got some great ideas. And they wanted her to be president. And I, from the beginning, have never felt very strongly, frankly, between Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, because I always thought they were both two great presidential candidates. But McCain saw that it was a close campaign, that there was a bit of rancor between the two, and he said, aha, I can get them all. I can get the women that were for Hillary Clinton. I can get the evangelicals who are, weren't so happy about me, because let's face it, John McCain has flip-flopped a lot on how he feels about evangelical Christians. At one time calling them agents of intolerance and then clutching them to his bosom when he needed them. So he needed the evangelicals. He needed the women. He also thought, well, I need a really young person because Barack Obama is inspiring the young. So Sarah Palin looked really good on paper. And after starting to choose Joe Lieberman, and after Karl Rove tried to get him to stop, McCain understood that he had to listen to the leader of the Republican Party, Karl Rove. the same guy who gives all those orders to George Bush. He had to listen to Karl Rove. He couldn't have someone that was pro-choice. And so he made his reactive choice, his choice of Sarah Palin. And it really was a reactive choice. What I mean by that is that, well, if Hillary Clinton had been chosen as vice president for Barack Obama, you know that John McCain would have gone elsewhere. But the fascinating thing is that John McCain became the presumptive Republican nominee months before Barack Obama. Right, Barack Obama wasn't chosen until June. McCain, he had it all wound up in March. So he had what? April, May, June, July, August, September, almost 6 months to pick his vice presidential nominee. But we now know that as of Wednesday of last week, now he's choosing her on Friday because he wants to cut off Barack Obama's convention speech. It was a beautiful speech given in a beautiful location. It was something that was very inspiring. Hey, I know. I was there. And by the way, any of you that were in Denver, we can share some experiences. Give us a call at 888-6-LESLIE and tell me what you thought of the convention. I really liked it. But so he wanted to do it on Friday. He wanted to cut off the momentum of Obama's speech. But by Wednesday, he still hadn't vetted Sarah Palin. So he did know about Troopergate. But he didn't know about Babygate. Well, he says he did know, but if he knew, heck, all his advisors didn't know. It was hilarious watching the reporters chase after McCain advisor Steve Schmidt and Doug Holtz-Eakin and asking them, you know, what did you know and when did you know it? And they said, well, we knew all about Babygate. And they said, well, when did you know? And they said, well, we knew last week. And they said, when last week? Did you know before Friday? Before John McCain chose Sarah Palin to be the vice presidential nominee? Or did you know afterwards? Oh, that's irrelevant. Oh, that's a smear campaign. Oh, why are you talking about their family? We just want to know about McCain's vetting. Did you know before Friday that her unmarried teenage daughter was pregnant? I gotta go. I got things to do. They were running. And even the spokesperson for Governor Palin, Bill McAllister. Well, he didn't know. It was news to him. They didn't tell anybody. I somehow doubt that McCain knew. But let's talk about why this is important and why I feel free talking about it. And hey, if you disagree with me, let me know. Barack Obama disagrees with me. Barack Obama said very publicly that children are off limits. And let me say this. I generally agree that children are off limits. So let's not talk so much about her daughter. Let's talk about policy. Let's talk about the policies that Sarah Palin and John McCain support, specifically abstinence-only education. John McCain and Sarah Palin believe that if you tell children don't have sex and you don't teach them about contraception and you don't allow them to have abortions, they just won't have sex. They believe that all children nationwide, not just their own children, but all children nationwide, just will say no to sex. Boy, just say no to sex. That's a great campaign. It worked really well with drugs, don't you think? Just say no. So instead of teaching children about contraception so that if they are having sex, at least they don't have babies at teenage years and they don't have to have abortions, well, you know, they're just, they're not going to teach them anything at all. Is it a coincidence that Sarah Palin's daughter is pregnant? Is it fair for me to even raise this point? I think it is. I think it's fair because I think that it is the normal consequence of not teaching your children about contraception. And so I'm not picking on her daughter. I'm really not attacking the child. Please, I'm not. I'm attacking her mother. Sarah Palin was trotted out as the perfect mother. Gosh knows she doesn't have any policy experience. You know, mayor of a town of 5,000 people, governor for about a year and a half, and already in a scandal that could lead to her impeachment. She's not exactly the most experienced person, all right? And none of the foreign policy experience that Barack Obama has had, none of the vetting he's been through for 18 months. She's a newbie. But she was presented as the American dream. She was presented as the hockey mom, the woman with five children who could handle it all and be governor. She was, frankly, put out there because of her motherhood. I mean, can anyone say with a straight face that she was the best person to fill the vice presidency, the most qualified person to be president if, let's face it, John McCain's melanoma is to start up again? Can anyone even make that argument? I don't think so. So if she's being judged on her motherhood, then I'm sorry. I think it's fair to say, oh, this sounds so harsh. But if you don't teach your children about contraception, maybe you shouldn't be surprised when you end up with a teenage pregnant daughter. I have a caller on the line, but I'm also coming up against a break. So I'm going to ask Daily Dave of Buffalo to hang on for me just to the break. I really want you to hear what you have to say about Sarah Palin. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Baby Gate, Trooper Gate, Secession Gate, Buchanan Gate. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, straight and on point. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do you know your dog is healthy? IAMS knows the signs. Aw, good boy. Which is why IAMS Proactive Health helps promote 7 signs of healthy vitality. Healthy bones, muscles, heart, digestion, teeth, immune system, and a shiny coat. Phew, say that 3 times. Plus, IAMS is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Try IAMS for 4 weeks, and if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. For more information and a $5 coupon, visit IAMS.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
A new voice. A new choice, the voice of the new majority. AM 1520.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Pistons.
Hey there, the other Pistons and I have a request.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, you think we can get an oil change at a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer?
What, you mean right now?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I see.
We do it ourselves, but if you hadn't noticed, we're kind of busy.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, you know, I've never told you guys how much I appreciate the work you do.
Thanks, Dad. Not to be ungrateful, but we really don't have time for a tender moment right now.
Understood.
Right now, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers offer the Works Fuel Saver Package. That's a Motorcraft Premium Synthetic Blend Oil Change, Tire Rotation, Multi-Point Inspection, Fluid Top Off, and much more, all for one low price.
So, you guys feeling better now?
Sure are. You could say we're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, but don't.
Sorry.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership. Come in, keep going. See participating dealership for vehicle applications and details through 52508.
But as for
for that VP talk all the time. I tell you, I still can't answer that question until somebody answers for me. What is it exactly that the VP does every day? I'm used to being very productive and working real hard in administration. We want to make sure that VP slot would be a fruitful type of position, especially for Alaskans and for the things that we're trying to accomplish up here for the rest of the U.S. before I can even start addressing that question.
Well, I worked in the White House during President Reagan's first term. Let me assure you, and I've spent a lot of time in the Bush White House as a journalist in meetings with interviews. It's a pretty big job, Madam Governor. It's a real big job. You'd be surprised how big the VP job is these days.
Well, this is a pretty cool job here, too, though, as governor of Alaska.
No, really. Really, Sarah Palin. No, it's important, the vice president. No. You could be president of, like, the whole country, and you could be, like the head of the whole free world. And so, now, I know you don't really know what it's supposed to do, but we'll train you. We'll train you. I mean, before John McCain dies, we'll teach you foreign policy. That's what they said. That's what Charlie Black said, the McCain advisor. Well, we'll teach her. We'll teach her. It'll be okay. We'll teach her. What is a VP supposed to do? You know, I don't know. If it were me and I were being chosen for the second highest office in the land, I'd say vice president. I wouldn't say VP. But, yeah, you know, I guess we're different that way. Does anyone believe this is the most qualified person to be president after John McCain?
I mean, what?
This is such an insult to women everywhere. Look, the nice thing about Hillary Clinton was that she was an extremely qualified person to be president. And she wasn't running as a woman. Yes, she was a woman. She didn't deny it. She talked about the 18 million cracks in the glass ceiling. But I didn't want Hillary Clinton because she was a woman. I wanted her because I thought she'd be a good president. I support Barack Obama because I think he'd be a good president. Not because he's half African-American. Because I like them. I listen to what they say. I like their words. Sarah Palin is a token. I'll repeat. Sarah Palin is a token, and everybody knows it. And about the only ones, Democrats, who support her are, well, that token herself. I'll say this too. Geraldine Ferraro in 1984. Sorry, Geraldine, but you were a three-term congresswoman. You weren't that special, and you were chosen because you were a woman. That's leagues different from Hillary Clinton, who knows her stuff, who graduated first in her class in Yale Law School, who knows everything you need to know about policy, who I want to see being our czar of healthcare. To compare Sarah Palin to Hillary Clinton is, I think, such an incredible insult to supporters of Hillary Clinton, such an incredible insult to women everywhere. You know, even Sarah Palin's mother-in-law doesn't know who she's going to vote for. She told the New York Daily News she's just not sure who she'll choose. She said Faye Palin, that Sarah Palin's mother-in-law, said of Governor Sarah Palin, "I'm not sure what she brings to the ticket other than she's a woman and she's conservative." "Well," said Faye Palin, "she's a better speaker than John McCain." Is anyone as insulted as I am? I guess I'll hear from some of the women listeners out there. Let me know. Are you insulted by this choice? I think that Joe Biden just needs to turn to Sarah Palin in the debate and say, you know what? Next time Governor Palin mentions Hillary Clinton, I know Hillary Clinton. I'm a friend of Hillary Clinton. And you know what, Sarah Palin? You're no Hillary Clinton. That's, of course, the line that Lloyd Benson gave to Dan Quayle about 20 years ago. I don't have any women on the line, though. I really encourage you to call in at 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. But I do have Daily Dave from Buffalo. Daily Dave, what do you think of Sarah Palin?
Hey, Mark. Nice job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Like you're saying, I believe she's a token. I want to take everybody down a trip down memory lane to last Thursday or Friday during her introductory speech.
Okay.
She took credit in her speech for the oil payments that they give to people who live in Alaska.
Right.
They've been getting a dividend check every year because since they're in the dark 4.5 or 5 months out of the year, you actually have to pay people to live there. And she, like, took personal credit for it. So, you know, for all 22, she probably said 2 years, or both years, or something like that, even though it's 20 months she's been in office. I've been sending out these checks to, the proud citizens of Alaska and big applause line and so forth. That's been going on for 35 years. They've been paying people to live in Alaska $1,100 or $1,200. It depends on how many, you know, child dependents you have, how big your family is. And they send those checks out every year for the last 30 years. It has nothing to do with her. And specifically for her to take credit is contrary to her conservative viewpoints, because to conservatives, a payment to citizens like that would be like welfare.
Exactly. And Dave,
a real conservative would, pardon me, Mark, a real conservative would say, hey, return that money to the people who created that wealth so they can invest it in the infrastructure and thereby create more jobs and more profits for people who take risks.
Exactly. And your point actually reaches on a number of levels. For one thing, it shows how much easier it is to be governor of Alaska than it is to be governor of New Jersey or New York or Illinois, for that matter, or frankly, president of the United States, because Alaska is a state that has two things going for it. Let's face it, it has all that oil revenue that other states don't have. And it also, in addition to that oil revenue, it has the highest per capita spending from the federal government of any state in the United States. That's right. Alaskans get more money from us, even though they're getting money from that tax revenue from the oil. That, let's face it, I mean, you know, you live up there. It's not, you're not the one that put the oil in the ground. You live up there in the dark, as you put it. You get that money. You also get the money from the federal government. And what's fascinating to me is that John McCain is running as someone who's going to cut spending, running as someone who's going to cut back on all this huge government spending. And who's Sarah Palin? Sarah Palin is Mrs. Earmark. John McCain says he hates earmarks. But Sarah Palin, for her town, when she was mayor of Wasilla, Alaska, a town of about 6,000 people, it grew a little from about 4,000 to 7,000. Her little town of 6,000 people got $27 million during her 3 years that she was getting earmarks from the government. So $27 million, I did the math. That's $4,000 per town, you know, person, townspeople,
right. And you can,
of Wasilla. And I compared it. I looked at another western state that's a more conservative state, Boise, Idaho. Boise is a city, not a town, of 190,000 people, and they got $7 million. They got a quarter of what Sarah Palin got for her little town of Wasilla. She would make these trips every year to Washington to smile and to get money from us, the taxpayer. And at the end of the day, every Wasilla citizen got $4,000 of your and my tax money, Dave, and every Boise citizen got $35.
Well, that would take us back to the spending on Homeland Security, when a city like Buffalo, for example, per capita got the same amount of money as Boise, Idaho, that's 450 miles from any border anywhere. And
right.
The closest border is our nearest friends, the Canadians, whom I love very much.
Well, the fascinating thing is that she was brought on as a reformer. And one of the things she said in her speech, one of the only things she said in her speech, is that I was the one who decided not to build the bridge to nowhere. So in her very first speech out to the American people, she lied. It turns out that she had been supporting that bridge to nowhere for years. She'd been lobbying for it for years. The whole Alaskan delegation had. She got the money. And then when there was this, you know, huge controversy in Congress over the bridge to nowhere, a bridge to an island that serves 50 people, well, then she decided to keep the money, but to use it for other things. And so she kept the money. It's still our taxpayer money, but she just padded her government with it. And I would say to Sarah Palin, you know what? It's a lot easier to run a government when everyone is drowning you in money than the United States of America that's drowning in debt. But John McCain thinks she's really good. So we'll see.
I can't figure out why, because anyone that was truly qualified for that job, or somebody who was smart enough to take that job, 90% of people would say, I'm not qualified. To preside, basically to answer a question, the vice president presides over the Senate in case, as a tiebreaker, in case of a close vote, you know.
Apparently,
I guess a lot of people know that constitutional law.
Yeah, Palin didn't know that. She didn't
right.
know what
she
a VP
said,
is supposed to do.
Right. Earlier on the radio, we heard that the Founding Fathers wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, and my girlfriend reminded me right
who
after
told,
they wrote
who
the Pledge
that?
Of Allegiance, they wrote the Star-Spangled Banner.
Really? Where did you hear that? Was that Rush Limbaugh talking?
No, the show that's right on before Leslie's.
Oh, okay, well...
But that was one of her answers, that somebody had asked a question, well, how do you feel about the Pledge of Allegiance?
And she's serious?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you're not joking!
No, the Founding Fathers wrote, and they inserted, One Nation Under God, which, of course, was put in the Pledge of Allegiance in, 1952 during the Communist
Scare? Yeah, definitely.
And she was like, well, if it's good enough for the Founding Fathers, it's good enough for me.
Oh, my God. You know what? Here I've done all this research on all these gates, and I still got a whole lot more in the next 2 hours to talk
about. Pledge of Allegiance gates.
Two babies gates. But now, yeah, Mark's right. We have Pledge of Allegiance gate. I mean, she doesn't know about the... Here's the interesting thing about the Pledge of Allegiance that actually most Americans don't know. The original draft was written in the 1880s by a socialist minister who did not include under God, but what he did include at the end was liberty, justice, and equality for all. And in time, Congress removed the equality. That doesn't sound good when you have Jim Crow laws. It just doesn't have the same ring with Jim Crow. At the same time, they put in, as you pointed out, in 1950s, under God. But you would think the governor of a state would know something basic like that? I mean, I'm not asking her to know the details that, you know, that you and I know about the under God was put in the 1950s, but maybe she should not confuse the Declaration of Independence and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I would have expected her, Mark, to say, don't pick me, pick Geraldine Ferraro, because if you want the Democratic women's vote, she's more qualified. That's what I would have said. Pick any other woman.
Well, I think Hillary Clinton
down the street, who's just managed a household of five, she's better qualified.
I think Hillary Clinton and her supporters have got to be steaming. And I said this when she was chosen to my friend. I said, you know, we need Hillary Clinton to be out there strongly. And, she was very, very good at the convention. She was absolutely solid. She said all the right things, best speech of her life. But we need her to do a little more. I think that she needs to make clear, maybe not her, maybe someone who's close friends with her, maybe Ann Lewis, who I have a lot of respect for, needs to say, you know what, Sarah Palin, you're no Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was running because she would have been a good president. Your running is a mere token. All right, we've got to go to a break. We'll come back with all of the Sarah Palin gates and your calls right after this.